Tancast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
Sometimes the best laughs you get in life are the laughs you get when you're not supposed to be laughing.
Hang on a second. Okay. I just heard a loud crash from inside. Had to make sure my son didn't pull the microwave on himself.
Didn't die.
Gotta go, guys.
My mother assures me he is fine, and thus we can continue.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
Tancast.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb. I'm a stand-up comedian. My job is to make people laugh. But you know who makes me laugh? My two old roommates, Andy and Noah. We used to live together in a tan house, so now we get together every week and do this Tancast. This week, Andy and Tim almost die. Andy hates on skeuomorphic technology, and we play an unintentionally extended edition of 6 Degrees and Hold the Bacon. And when you hear this sound, that means there's a link to whatever we're talking about in the show notes. Okay, let's start the show.
Tancast.
Welcome to Tancast. I'm Tim, the T in Tancast.
I'm Andy, the A in Tancast.
I'm Noah, the big black cock in Tancast.
All up in your Tancast.
Oh, spit.
All up in your guts.
Oh, dear.
Kidney cracking.
Oh,
kidney
my.
Cracking.
I haven't heard that one before.
Yay! Now mash your beans.
Oh, they're a musical fruit. I wonder what that'll sound like.
Ow. Oh, dear Lord.
Aw. Well, we're off to a fantabulous start late on this Thursday.
Yes. Shall we go into some tan laughs?
I think we shall.
Why the fuck not?
The Angelo Bowers Memorial Tan Laugh Segment.
Guys, thank you so much.
We like to tell jokes to you every week in the segment that we call the Tan Laughs. Tim is a comedian, and he could write the jokes, but he's a big, fat, lazy ass. So we have to turn to you, send them in, or we'll be screwed, to your mom at tancast.com. Now it's time to hear the jokes that we got from all you folks. Yes, bitch, it's Tan Laugh time.
What a country.
Alright, well, these were sent to me by Grace. Alright, so these are a bunch of Disneyland jokes from Grace. What do Viagra and Disneyland have in common?
They both get me hard?
Oh.
Close. They both cause you to stand around for an hour waiting for a 2-minute line. Ride. Damn it. Well, we didn't tell it that way when we told it before. We didn't tell it with fail. What is Tarzan's favorite Christmas carol?
I don't know.
Jungle Bells.
Oh. Jungle Bells.
What did Mick...
Sorry.
Noah, turn up your volume.
I heard you.
No, I can't hear you.
Oh.
So I start talking and I hear this low Noah murmur in the background. I'm like, oh crap, I'm talking over Noah. What is that stupid little fuck saying now?
Wow, Tim is surly.
He is surly.
What did Mickey say when Minnie asked if he was listening?
I don't know.
I'm all ears.
He's not all ears. He's like...
No, he's like 2/3 ears.
Yeah.
Why did Dopey take a box of crayons with him into the bedroom? Oh dear, I can only imagine what you guys are going to come up for that.
To shove him his ass!
There's no,
Snow White asked him to draw the curtains.
No, shove him up his
wow.
ass.
How does Mickey feel when Minnie is mad at him?
A little mousy?
Mouserable.
Oh.
How many more of these have we got? Okay, we're going to stop pretty soon. There are way more than we have patience for. What do you call a fairy who doesn't bathe for a year?
Smelly?
Stinkerbell.
Oh.
When does Mickey put up his new calendar?
On Mouse Day?
On New Year's Eve!
You're ridiculous, sir.
We're done.
Somehow these jokes are making me hate Tim.
Let's be fair. Tim is making you hate Tim.
How could you hate Tim anymore?
Exactly. I think you've reached critical mass for Tim hatred.
No, apparently I haven't.
There's always more Tim hate. Tim hate springs eternal.
It's like an endless... It's like the eternal flame.
If we could only figure out a way to run our cars on it, we could solve the energy crisis.
All right. Well, I will do some tan laughs now. And these tan laughs were sent to us by Jesus! Sorry. by Jesus. If a lion attacked your wife and your mother, who would you save?
I don't know who.
The lion. Because it's two beasts against one poor little animal. misogyny. What's the difference
between... In Jesus' case, both his wife and his mother are named Mary. Awkward.
Yes. Were you calling out your mother's name during sex? What's the difference between a crazy lady and a whore?
Nothing.
Crazy lady has many things going through her head. The whore has many heads going through her thing.
Disgusting.
But true.
This next one is super duper long, so I'm going to skip it and go to the last one. I'll save it for later. A husband comes home from work early and hears moaning and screaming in his bedroom. He goes upstairs to see what's happening. His wife is naked on the bed and says she's having a heart attack, so the husband runs downstairs and calls an ambulance. Little Johnny comes down and says Uncle Steve is hiding naked in Mommy's closet, so the husband runs upstairs, opens the closet door, and says, "You bastard! My wife's having a heart attack, and all you can do is run around the house naked scaring the kids?"
He's not bright.
And I think he actually called Amberlance.
Oh, Black Betty.
Amberlance.
Amberlance.
It still makes me laugh.
Yep. Someone called Amberlance.
Oh, someone tweeted us a link to... Somebody made kind of a... Now, the music itself was mediocre, but they'd done like a techno beat of that lady who falls out of the wine press.
Ah, yes, yes. Oh, oh!
She's like...
I want to see
Did
someone
you just link it to us.
No, I was linking something else. I want to see someone do like a dubstep remix.
That would be awesome. Whoa, 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 whoa.
Jesus Christ, Noah, you still sick?
I don't know. I don't think so. I hope not.
Drink some orange juice or something.
Oh, you know, Noah, I think that thing you just linked to us will actually play on the radio, so. At this present time, I'm not saying she is mining for precious metals, but she is certainly not associating with gentlemen of lower financial status.
And it's a picture of, like, a old-timey, not even old-timey, like, I don't even know what you would call it. I guess old-timey, like, George Washington-looking guy.
Yeah, I was going to say
there's
it
a
looks
name
like
for that meme. I can't remember what it is. Andy probably said it, and I just talked over him.
No. I don't know what the name of the meme is.
That's a painter from olden days, and that's a self-portrait of himself.
And he's doing the like finger gun.
Like, hey, buddy, what's up? He's got a cane. I mean, we'll put in the links. Tim will put in the links. I don't know about we.
Yeah, I was like, what's this we business?
No, and I will go on with our lives, and Tim will slave over a hot PC.
Slaving.
That's right. Negro, work faster.
Why don't you tell a tan laugh so we can get out of this segment?
Oh, yeah.
They never finished.
This is from Kevin. He tells us, keep the great work, guys, and here's a Noah's cock joke for you.
We'll have to start the great work before we can keep it up.
Excuse me. Noah's cock is so big, Obama had to declare a sovereign nation because it held... Because it... Sorry. It's worded weird.
I can't wait to hear. I haven't actually heard Noah's audio of reading Grace's script yet, but I bet it's awesome.
Well, he wrote, because it held, it would an overwhelming majority, and that's not proper grammar. Because it held an overwhelming majority of the Electoral College votes and needed to give the Republican candidates a fighting chance. Ah, I fucked that up.
Ooh, that joke was long.
Noah's cock is so big, it stopped him from reading that joke.
I get an erection, it pops me in the mouth.
He's like, I've had enough of your yuck yucks at my expense.
Noah's cock is so big, it's longer than that premise.
Okay. He says, P.S. I started listening to you guys after hearing about you through Van and Netcott. Tim, as a great Disney nerd, what are your top 5 attractions?
That's a toughie. Really quick off the top of my head without getting too deep into it. Captain EO, obviously, number one with a bullet. Indiana Jones.
It was a drug overdose, Tim.
What?
Never mind, go on.
Yeah, try and keep your stupid jokes to a minimum.
I will.
or at least make them make sense. Captain EO, Indiana Jones, Tower of Terror, Pirates of the Caribbean, and... It said attractions, so I'm going to go all the way over to Disney World and say Rock and Roller Coaster. Boom. Nailed it.
Rock and Roller Coaster! That's all.
All right.
I was going to ask you something, but I forgot what it was.
Probably something stupid.
Oh, I love the Tower of Terror, that's all.
I've never been on the Tower of Terror.
Never been on the Tower of Terror?
I think they were still building it last time I was there, or like they'd just finished it, and like it was down for maintenance or some shit.
Hmm.
It was some bullshit.
Bullshit. Kevin Araya!
Mm-hmm.
Too bad, because it's awesome.
Yeah, the first time I went on it, I laughed like crazy. It was so much fun.
He did. He giggled like a little girl. As soon as we start dropping, he's like...
All right.
It's a fun ride, sir. I don't know what to tell you.
Hey, I don't fault you for it. It made the experience enjoyable for me, because I'm like, not only are we jumping up and down, but no one's giggling like an idiot. It's a good time.
Oh, how was everyone?
So did...
Week? Ooh.
I was going to say, did anyone almost get killed this week?
Yes.
I
really?
Didn't.
I don't know if I almost got killed. That I may be overselling it slightly.
Well, then, maybe you should answer the question honestly, you dill hole.
Aww.
Did I narrowly avert a head-on collision? Yes. And by narrowly, I mean, like, feet. Like, two or three.
You used your feet?
Yes, I kicked
like
my feet back
fast.
And forth, and that solved everything.
So what were you doing? Where were you driving? What was going on? What's the set of scene?
I was...
Tell the story.
50 feet from my own front door, still in my own neighborhood. If I had turned around, I could have seen my house from where I was. And there's like a, hill, and there's kind of a, it's not like a hairpin turn or anything like that. There's just kind of a bend, and then there's like a lot of bushes and whatever, so it's hard to see around the turn. So you really should go slowly. But one of my asshole neighbors decided that what would be better was going super fast and straightening out the curve. So drifting from the outside to the inside, i.e. oncoming traffic, my lane. So I start going around the curve, and all of a sudden there's a there's an SUV. I'm probably going like 20 miles an hour. They had to be going over 30. So 50 mile an hour closing speed, and they're coming straight at my front bumper. Like no, like kind of slightly in my lane. Like they are just fully driving on the wrong side of the road. Like they're in fucking England or something. So I... slamming my brakes, I put my car on the curb, and they sort of swerve around me, narrowly missing me, and then continue on their merry way. And I had the decision to make of if I was going to go follow them and murder them, because it was the second time the exact same car had done a similar... This one was far more sphincter-tightening. But, like, 4 or 5 days before that, the exact same motherfucker had done the same move and also almost hit me in the exact same fucking spot. So once you're an idiot, twice you're trying to hurt me, and that's where my murder switch kicks on.
I should have flipped around and like, justice.
Yeah, I
floored it.
That my better nature was like, well, I'll follow them, I'll find out where they live, I'll figure out who it is, I'll get pictures, I'll get, I'll send a strongly worded note to the HOA, and the little voice in the back of my head, that little black space that all my anger and rage from being picked on as a kid lives in, was like,
no,
little.
You will kill them! You will get out of the car and rip their head and then piss in their open neck wound!
Wow, I assumed that voice was a lot deeper.
No, it's tiny and angry.
Oh!
Yeah, sounds kind of...
That was actually Andy.
More
I thought
like
it was
a pussy
him
than I thought.
Mickey Andy.
Oh, you thought that was me making fun of Andy?
Yeah. All right, Tim's got... I mean,
no, it's
Andy's
just when it actually comes out, it kind of reverberates because I'm a big dude, and that's where you get the "I'm fucking in here."
Ah,
I'm fucking in here. Pardon me, my good sir, but I am fornicating in here.
So I almost got killed this week as well.
Ooh.
Hey, people are almost dying everywhere.
Yay! Death everywhere. Death everywhere.
I actually thought the same thing, Andy.
It's ass or death, you know, either way is good.
Both things eventually stink.
So, Tim, I was going to ask you, how close was your near miss? But, oh, you derailed me with humor.
That's what I do. So, at my day job, one of the things I do for a section of the day, I may have mentioned this before, is that I pull, like, we have a big file room, and there are files that are, they have little markers to indicate which files have been pulled out, and they're out somewhere in the office, mm-hmm. so that they know, because to keep them in order, they got to put them back. But we're scanning all these files, so we're taking out all the markers to sort them separately and keep them in order. So I got to go through and pull out all these markers. And it's a big file room, and so much so that it has, like, these shelves of files that move. Like, you press a button, and, like, the shelves will part so that you can get in between two shelves.
Oh, yeah, gotcha.
So all the other shelves will squish together.
Yeah.
What's that?
So, like, they're all on rails. Like, it's a big track, kind of.
Kind of. Yeah. And then, and so sometimes two people need to be in on the same side at once, so you'll have two aisles half open. Mm-hmm. So I'm in one aisle, doing what I'm supposed to be doing, mm-hmm. Literally the farthest away I can be. Like, I'm all the way up against the wall from the exit. All of a sudden, oh, and it's only half open because somebody else is in another aisle. Well, apparently they decided they were done with that aisle, and so they decided to close the files on me.
Oh!
And it was very much like an Indiana Jones situation. I'm like, whoa, 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 like just running, and like, I don't have time to come back for my hat if it falls off.
How close was it?
Yeah, it was pretty close. Like, it was, by the time I got to the end, I had to switch, you know, from just, you know, running straight forward to running, you know, with my shoulder sideways. And, you know, and that's when I leapt out.
Wow.
And you wonder what you're going to say in that situation. You're going to be, you know, are you going to be like, what the fuck? Or are you going to be like, you know, like, ah! Apparently, it turns out I am going to say, whoa, 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 whoa!
And are they going to catch a clue and stop the machine?
No. Even better, are they going to apologize or even acknowledge that they fucked up? Of course not.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah, didn't say anything. Hasn't said anything to me since.
Did you say you almost fucking crushed me?
No, they knew. They saw me pop out of there and look at them very angrily. Like, what the fuck?
Wow.
Her only annoyance was that the button didn't work the way she wanted it to. Like, that she just like, that's not what I wanted to do. I'm like, oh, how inconvenient for you. Can you please bend over so that I might kick you as hard as possible?
Oh, good. So it would have been manslaughter, not murder.
You should do... Oh, man. Yeah, you shouldn't do it to her, but...
Oh.
And today we're having a potluck at my work, and this same coworker was. I didn't hear the whole conversation. I just came in on part of it. But I got the impression whoever she was talking to was talking about how they didn't do that well in high school, which is why they didn't go to a good college and they'd have to take, like, you know, trade courses to try and get a better job after this. And to which she replies, oh, I did really good in high school. I almost got a 4.0. And I'm like, lady, you are 60 years old plus. Maybe it's time to let go of that A you got in biology. It certainly served you as you're working here and also at one of those, like, big box stores. I'm not saying I haven't made decisions in my life that have negatively affected my career. Don't hear me bragging about my academics.
Yep. That's like when you go into, like, a restaurant and they have, like, some plaque of some award they won, like, a decade ago. It's like, really? Like, maybe you were good at one time. Doesn't mean you're still good now.
Yeah, I was at some comedy club, like, a while ago. And there was a plaque on the wall that said, voted best comedy club. And then I look, 1987. I was like, it might be time to let that go. If the comedy boom was still in effect, it was a different time.
Yeah. Yeah.
And after I played there, I'm like, oh, this is why you haven't gotten any votes since then.
Oh. Well, that's a little sad.
Due to the fact that I would still accept a booking from them if they asked me to, I am not naming that club.
No, you shouldn't. Because you know what?
Because their money still spends, baby.
Yeah. You takes what you can get.
They're going to narrow it down. Like, wait a second. We got an award back in 1987. Tim has played here before. You're out, Tim.
Because they're listening to Tank. They're going to wait and listen this far in.
Oh, they are. They love this shit.
Of course.
So I didn't have any near-death experiences. I'm sorry.
Well, try harder next week.
Yeah, seriously.
I'll get on it.
You should come and work with the incompetent, bumbling idiots at my job. They're sure to kill you or almost kill you. Or make you want to kill yourself.
It could be fun.
Same bitch asked me, like, oh, are you working a lot faster? I'm like, no, I'm not stopping to jibber-jabber and talk. I'm actually doing my job, and that's why I'm so far ahead of you. That's how that works. It's called working.
But you didn't say that.
No.
You should say that sometime, Tim.
I'm sure I will at some point.
I'm a little concerned that that place didn't, they didn't account for shit like that when they designed this thing.
Like, well, it's supposed to have a thing that, well, it has a thing that if you're right at the entrance of it, yeah. It'll, and like you cross like a, kind of like when you go into an elevator, yeah. And you cross the beams, like the elevator will stop.
That's retarded.
It has that right at the beginning, but this is like if you're already standing in the elevator, the doors will just close.
Yeah, but that'd be like if the whole elevator was the door, like.
Exactly.
And like there's no sensor in the back, just like, hey, if you get here fast enough, you won't die.
Yeah. So okay, like my my garage door has that little light sensor thing. Where
that's a much better example.
If something goes in, it will stop and retreat. But it also has a resistance sensor, where if you put like a hand underneath it or a car or something like that, it's not going to keep trying to shove that door down. Like when it hits resistance, it stops and then backs off.
Maybe it has that.
To be fair,
too,
I didn't stay still long enough.
What was that?
Yeah, with Noah?
I was going to say, maybe it has that, Tim. You should test it out.
I was going to say, I stay still long enough to find that out. Like I wasn't like Han Solo propping things up in the garbage smasher scene. 3PO! Where could he be?
That must have been an adrenaline rush.
Yeah!
I can't even imagine just like, holy shit, I almost got crushed. I almost got crushed.
You know, I was
like, you know what? I'm on a bathroom break as of right now.
You deserve it, Tim.
As I started to lumber my horrible mass towards the safety zone, I probably would have shoulder checked that thing just to see if it would stop.
You know what? You're not.
You would have been dead, too. I mean, Andy.
Oh, I'm not.
I'm not Batman. I'm not coming up with plans and shit. I mean, oh, okay. Here's what I do.
No. I'm not talking about like I'd plan shit out like that. I mean, like when I see something coming towards me and it seems dangerous, my instinct is either try to get out of its way or try to hit it first. It's just the way I go.
You would run. I don't want to hear, here's what I would do. I'm Marky Mark. No
fucking
way
I would have busted out
paper down that plane
and fucking circuited it.
I would have used my fancy Andy ninja moves on the fucking bookshelves.
I would have fucking
taken that.
Fancy Andy ninja moves. It's just, I would have taken my ginormous bulk and rammed into it. Like, stop this thing.
Would have held it open just like Superman, like, not today, Luthor.
And then I would have sat on my balls.
Sir, I have switched to a different kind of underwear, and it is now a very rare thing indeed that I sit on my balls.
All that would have found to... the Vandy was his pair of Crocs.
I was going to say, Wonder Croc powers activate!
I bet the Crocs would crush flat in there, but probably spring right back out as soon as you pulled the thing away.
Well, these feel good.
By the way, if you heard that noise in the background, the UPS truck is here. I don't think they're delivering anything to me.
Okay.
Just sadness and tears.
I noticed these noises are when I edit. I notice some of these noises show up on, and like we don't comment on them because I'm just hoping that they don't pick up. But sometimes they do. So listeners, we're aware. Well, Tim's aware. He's just trying to ignore it.
I don't hear him now, but at the beginning I heard a lot of chirping, birds chirping, chirping, chirp, 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 chirp.
Oh, I was in the middle of a song with Snow White just before we started. We were tidying up the place with birds.
Angry birds.
There's an adorable puppy dog out there.
What's out Noah's window?
What's
is that out your window?
Noah's window?
Yeah, but he went by too fast.
It's a sprinting puppy.
They were waiting for no one. They were like, we're on mission. This dog's got to go. Excuse me.
Excuse you indeed.
I got one of my top five favorite drinks before the show.
Excellent.
Pepsi with ice.
I'm having water. I've been trying to slurp it.
I was quietly. Having water, but I left it inside.
Sad for you.
Meh.
So, do either of you guys check out the video that Jerry Brandt had linked over to us?
Yes.
I don't.
But I forgot
remember.
It.
Remember?
It's one of those super creepy Mio water enhancer squirty jizz in your cup things. where they have like the
yes.
the almost human looking animals. Except the guy utters the phrase, "You croc blocked me," and he says we need to connect this to Andy somehow. I don't think we do, Jerry. I don't think we do.
I think we do.
I don't think we can not. I don't think you can stop it, Andy. It's going to happen.
Can't stop. Won't stop.
I'm more worried about like how fucking creepy these commercials are. They're getting to the point where I'm going to be afraid if I see that Mio thing up on the shelf. Like, I'll see that. It's going to be like, hey, what sort of like creepy long neck bitch is going to come walking by now?
What date rape drug is that?
Yeah. Rufio. Rufio.
Is that the dude from Hook?
Yes.
He was always a hit with the ladies. They never remembered it, though.
Nope.
Wait, what?
Rufy joke.
But what about the guy from Hook?
His name was Rufio.
Oh, I've never seen it.
Sadness. Well,
then that might be why you don't get it. Wait.
Whoa. How could I? What are you talking about?
You can't possibly be telling this joke right, despite the fact that I haven't seen the source material.
I believe you were telling right. I just didn't get it.
None of these words you're saying make sense to me. So clearly that's your problem.
You are jibber-jabbering nonsense.
So other than death, anyone have any fun times this week? Anyone get into any mischief or new experiences?
No.
I did.
Did we see each other recently, Noah?
What?
Yes, we saw each other at Stephanie's house.
Yes. Wait, that was over a week ago now, wasn't it?
It might have been.
Okay.
But we saw each other.
Yeah, we did. It was good times.
Noah's looking good.
There was children.
Stephanie and Zach, I should say, who got married and we never mentioned it. I think it's been like 5 months.
We never talked about that?
Holy shit.
I don't
think
we mentioned it once. We would always stop recording and go, oh, we forgot to mention Stephanie and Zach got married.
Yeah.
Stephanie and Zach got married and they bought a house.
They're Ooh. Doing it. I mean.
Doing it good.
And they're doing it. Giggity, giggity, giggity goo. Giggity, 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 giggity.
They're knocking the dust off, if you know what I mean.
Sorry, I got carried away.
Yeah, we had some corned beef and cabbage.
Mm-hmm.
It's delicious. I had leftovers later that week. It was wonderful. I came home like, I don't have to make dinner, nothing. I just heat this shit up. Deliciousness.
Wow, it's been slightly over 6 months since Steph's wedding. Because they got married very beginning of October. And it's now beginning of April.
That's for you people listening to this in the future.
In the future.
The future.
Cars flying. It's food in pill form.
I'll tell you what cars are not flying. The UPS truck.
No. By the way, as I went flip back through my iCal on my Mac to go find that date, I just got to say, I fucking hate the new iCal. Like, I love
too.
They
sucks.
I love that they felt the need to make it look all clever. Like it's a, you know, some big old leather-bound tear-off calendar that sits on my desk. But when I'm just trying to flip back through months, I don't need to sit here and wait for you to animate the same, now I'm flipping a page down. And these pages are coming from fucking nowhere because they're torn off when they're not there.
Wow. Why
Sorry.
Do you even use iCal? Why don't you use Google Calendar?
Because I knew I had this thing in, I didn't remember if I had it in my Google Calendar or if I just had it on the local calendar that I keep on my iPhone.
But why don't you just... well, I mean, that matters. But why don't you just have your local calendar synced to Google Calendar?
I have most of my calendars synced to Google Calendar. I just have an iPhone standalone calendar if everything goes down where there's still a couple of things on there.
Okay.
I don't know that it's necessarily even makes sense now that I say it out loud. There's just one calendar on my iPhone that I've never hooked up to anything else.
Well, because, like, the calendar is still saved on your iPhone. Like, even
yes.
if Google Calendar goes down, you can still see your dates. Just as long as it's synced.
And your raisins.
And
all right.
Anyways, you know, do what works for you, baby. It's cool.
Yeah, well, also, I was assuming that it was going to be faster to look at on there because I wasn't going to have to flip as far. But nope, I got to wait for it to animate a page flying in from nowhere. Repeatedly. 6 fucking times.
What is that called again? There's a word for that.
Yes, and I can't remember the name of it.
It's like where they try to make digital things look like... well,
it's not even
like
necessarily
physical objects.
Digital. It's like they're trying to make one thing... They're trying to give one thing the features that are completely useless. So it would be like
Comcast?
Like, let's say you have two pieces of a, like a seat that are glued together, and you stitch to make them look like they're stitched together, because, like, classy leather seats would have stitching there to hold the leather together. But you've actually got vinyl and you just fucking glued it. It's like that same thing. Oh, I think it's called skeuomorphism. S-K-E-U-O-M-O-R-P. Yes, it is! Skeuomorphic.
You're learning things, people.
Important things.
Yep. Wikipedia defines it as a derivative object that retains ornamental design cues to a structure that was necessary in the original. Maybe deliberately employed to make the new look comfortably old and familiar. Yeah, it goes on. More words. Andy will not share. You can look it up yourself. Get your learn on, people. I can't be doing this for you every week.
Pennies, we should get rid of them.
We should. We really should.
Why?
They're useless and they cost...
They're useless. They take up fucking space. It costs more to make a penny than a penny's worth.
Exactly.
If I melted down a penny and turned it in for scrap, I'd make money.
Wait, why don't we do that?
Because it's illegal?
Oh,
actually,
yeah.
Actually, because the energy that it would take me to get it back into the constituent metals is probably slightly more than the actual scrap metal's worth.
All right, don't do that, people.
I was being just a little bit facetious.
A.K.A. giving bad advice.
Yeah, but if you're looking to Andy for his advice, I mean, fucking look at me. I got a hole in where my shower should be. We got fucking termites in the house.
And did you just scroll down in the skeuomorph Wikipedia article? It shows a picture of the calendar.
Oh, does it?
Yeah.
Yes, it does. Now, that said, I don't hate iCal more than I hate the new address book, where they made it less useful by making it look like it's two physical pages instead of three columns.
Yeah.
Because before you could have groups, then people, then person details. Now you can only have two of those things visible at any one time.
It's interesting when they put limitations on digital things.
Yeah.
Like...
It's because they're trying to be clever.
It's like, it doesn't need a limitation. You could have a main column to your little heart desires.
Yep.
I mean, I understand, you know, you want to have some type of design, you know, but...
Yeah, but at the point where you're hurting your user experience in the hopes of, I don't know, being pretty and looking like a physical thing that people might remember seeing on their grandfather's desk. Yeah, seriously, I have not seen a tear-off desk calendar in... Oh, it's got to be a decade. Maybe more.
Wait, you mean like those ones that have like a little funny saying on them every day?
No. No, like I mean where one. It's like where it's like you do your work and underneath all the shit that's on your desk, if you picked everything up, you've got a calendar that's like, I don't know, 3 feet by 2 feet.
And it has a
They
full
have
month.
Those at one of my old jobs.
Oh, really?
Yep.
They're living in the past. Stop living in the past. Oh, yeah, so we have termites. That's lovely.
Hooray!
Did you mention this before?
No, we talked about the fact that I thought we might, and Terminix wasn't, like, sending people out, and
right.
then they sent a guy out. He's like, no, I'm the ant guy. So the termite guy came out, confirmed, yep, those are termites. And then sort of pointed out, I was like, yep, there's damage. Like, okay, so, like, last year when these same sort of bugs showed up, and we called you guys out, and you guys said, nope, those are ants, they were still termites then. He goes, yeah. Okay, so... The damage these things have done for at least the past year, and actually we've had Terminix for like 3 years, so I'm like, so we've been paying you guys to solve this exact problem, and in fact pointed out to one of your people a year ago, hey, we think we might have termites, and we're assured, no, those are ants, that's fine. We'll put some ant bait down. So I'm getting set to fight them about who's going to pay to replace the wood that was eaten.
What, Well, how hard is it to cross-train on ants and termites?
I don't know. Apparently quite difficult.
Like,
I'm saying that tongue firmly in cheek.
I don't know a lot about ants and termites, but it seems like, you know, get a little bit of education. You could you get a little bit of cross-knowledge there. Like, yeah, I know about ants and termites.
Yeah. There's a lot of different kinds of ants. There's a lot of different kinds of termites. But if you're being sent out, maybe you should know. Or here's a good one.
Don't ants hate termites? You'd think you'd want to pit them against each other.
Yeah, you would think so.
You want a guy to be able to be like, oh,
termites? Oh, that's your problem, man. You didn't put down a little cage.
Yep.
Two bugs enter,
two genera
one bug
enter,
leave.
One genera leaves. Man, we're all about fucking
well,
Thunderdome
fucking,
here. Yeah, we're all
just,
about fucking.
We just love fucking.
We just love to fuck. We want to fuck.
Yeah. I like
fuck. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm,
Tim, I hope you never do that voice during sex.
Oh, all the time.
Yeah, you like this? Wolfman Jack coming at you.
Tim?
Emphasis on coming.
That's now going to be the voice in my head for the Jizzbot 9000 soap dispenser at work.
The what?
Every fucking time I go into the bathroom. Okay, the men's bathroom at my work has two sinks. And one of them, if you get your hands anywhere near the sink, it just starts firing off soap at you. Like it's in a fucking porno, and it's done. So you get a little bit in front of it, it's like, God, I gotta go. And it'll start to fill the bottom of the sink. It'll, like, pile up. I'm like, I'm just trying to get to water. It's like, I come at that thing, like, from a crazy angle. Oh, the best part of this, it was last week. I go in the bathroom because I started to use the other sink because I don't want to be fired at by some sort of, like, horny robot dispenser thingy.
You're a big bear, Andy.
I guess. The other sink is broken. Like, the knobs are off. I'm like, holy shit, Jizzbot is trying to get me to use it. I'm like, it's lying in wait. It's setting traps for me. It's like,
plotting.
You don't cheat. You don't stray. You come here. You come to me.
I mean, that was a good story, and it was funny and everything, Andy, but I like the way you started it as though we were going to know what you were talking about. He's like, man, that's the new voice I'm going to thing for the Jizzbot 2000, as if we were going to be like, I know, right?
Oh,
we've all been there. Noah up top, Jizzbot.
We didn't do it on Tancast, but I'm pretty sure that after a Tancast, right after I started the job, I told you guys about the soap dispenser that just fired indiscriminately.
You may
Andy,
have.
Andy, you say a lot of things.
I do say a lot of words. I'm a machine gun full of them.
Words, especially if it's
after Tancast, I'm doing other shit.
That's true. Tugging on your junk.
I'm only required to listen to you when the mics are recording.
After that, it's just like, wah, 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 wah.
You takes your chances.
There's a soap dispenser at work. Now, this just seems like poor design. Oh, so we move buildings. And so if you press the soap down, it doesn't go in, without your hand there, it doesn't go into the sink. It just lands on the countertop and kind of dribbles into the sink.
Yep.
It seems like you should always want the soap extending out far enough to go directly into the sink. I'm just saying. Yep.
The ones I love are the ones that are kind of like that, but instead, they're just over the floor. So you wind up with, like, a slippery spot just sort of nearish to the sink.
That sounds less safe.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, see
I always love that when there's just, like, this big pile of soap residue.
Yeah.
Just waiting for you to slip on it.
You come to the bathroom and be like, oh, this is a classy place, clearly.
Oh, going back to Disney, we saw Disney on Ice this weekend.
And?
It was Disney-rific. My son is definitely my son, though, because he could give half a shit about the ice skating. He was more interested in figuring out, like, how the props were being, like, wheeled out on stage and, like, looking up to see where the lights were coming from and, like... instead of being like, oh, Tinkerbell is flying, he's, like, looking up at, like, the rigging and, like, this little, like, thing on a track that comes out. He's, like, watching that thing move. He can give a shit about all the rest of this stuff. He just wants to know how it works.
It's because your son's keeping it real.
He's keeping it real, real.
Real.
Real black.
Your son's not black.
Did I ever tell you the story? My mom likes to tell the story when she took me to see Sesame Street Live, but they were skating. It wasn't ice skating. It was actual skating.
Roller skating.
Does that ring a bell?
Okay. So we get to whatever, like there's an intermission and we come back and we're watching the rest of it and like they come out and I turned to my mom and I went, skating again?
Mom, we saw this already.
Apparently everybody around thought that was hilarious. Like, that's what we were thinking, kid.
Now there is one thing to be said for the fathers in the family. There's a lot of tight asses at Disney on Ice.
Yes. I got to introduce Disney on Ice once when it was in San Jose, when I was working at the radio station.
Very nice.
How was that?
They were like, ladies and gentlemen, from the local radio station, here he is. And people are like, who the hell is this guy? We have no idea who this is.
Hi, I'm not on the air, but I'm out. If you come and see, I give you shit.
Well, I was like on the air for, you know, maybe a total of 2 minutes a day.
Yeah.
They give me like a polite clap.
It was a very confused. They're like, okay, I barely know that radio station, much less who this guy is. So, in the immortal words of a Matthew Broderick movie from the 80s, how could I possibly expect to go to school today? No. Shall we play a game?
Yes.
I even misquoted that Ferris Bueller quote, but whatever.
Order up 6 degrees and hold the bacon.
Let's play a game.
So, Tim, you had some ideas?
Yes.
For 6 degrees of hold the bacon?
So one of them is... Oh, let me open up the Tancast Twitter feed. So we're going to play 6 degrees and hold the bacon. Mm-hmm. Much to the delight of Leslie and perhaps no one else. I didn't see a lot of positive feedback coming from anybody else. Oh, wait, there were some positive comments now that I think about it.
Yeah. I didn't see a lot of negative, and you know what? I'll take apathy.
Fair enough. Like,
that's
listen,
sort of
it's
our
no
thing.
Crappier than anything else you do.
That's our wheelhouse. Just sort of mediocrity.
So on the Tancast Twitter, I put out a call to, like, to our listeners, like, so that they could come up with the actors. So just tweet an actor's name with the hashtag 6, the number 6, degrees hold the bacon, all one word. And then we'll just pick, instead of, you know, us coming up from our brain, we can pick, you know, from your guys' actors. And then that's how we'll pick the actors. That way you guys can get involved. You guys are sort of playing the game along with us. Mm-hmm.
Play along
and,
with us.
Regarding the first time we played, we talked about maybe a bonus for if you can get it in a shorter chain than the person whose turn it is. And so my idea was that you can challenge, say I can get that in less moves, and if you do it, you get a bonus point. If you try and fail, you lose a point.
Oh, okay.
I think that'll work. I'd had a slightly more complicated idea than that, but
slightly.
No.
You fucking had fractions and shit. Like, you divide it by how many times in the Earth rotation, and then you have taken down wind speed and the circumference and
you gotta
say
the missiles
are
the brain.
All I said was...
You can't save the missiles. If you don't save the missiles, you are screwed!
Is however much shorter your chain is, you get half that many points.
See what I mean? You can't be having... We don't have time for fractions.
Oh, okay. For some reason, when you were talking about... I thought you were talking about if you got it in one turn. I don't know why I was thinking that.
Oh.
I was not following along.
But all that said, now that I'm correcting Tim and pointing out how simple the math is, I have abandoned this idea and adopted Tim's as the best idea. So
yeah,
I was just pointing out, I had another idea. However, Tim's is clearly simpler and more elegant. Also keeps you from getting too many points when you're stealing.
I am just pointing out that your idea was shitty so that I can make fun of you and then people can laugh and then people can take your side and say Tim was a dick. Everybody's happy.
Tim, pointing out my idea is shitty is like pointing out I'm fat. It's just obvious and hateful.
Yeah, that's the point.
It's not hateful. I'm filled with joy when I point out things like that. No hate.
Tim is full of hate.
Celebrate.
Okay.
So Noah, do you want to go first since it's your week?
Sure. So that means you guys are naming two names for me, or am I naming...
We're giving you two names.
We're going to pick two names for you.
Okay.
So I'm going to scroll through the tweets. Mm-hmm. All right. At BreeBreeCheese suggests Simon Pegg.
And at... Oh, I fucking love this. I didn't even realize it. At Mr. Spakuru suggests Harrison Ford.
So wait, Harrison Ford and who was it again?
Simon Pegg.
Simon Pegg. Harrison Ford and Simon Pegg. Let's see here. Simon Pegg. He was in... Fuck, I don't remember the name of that movie. So I will skip that one. Okay. Simon Pegg was in the new Star Trek.
Yes, he was.
There was a lot of people in there.
You're off to a winging start.
I'm like gonna like just spur of the moment. That last one was easy. I'm like, hey, those two people were in the same exact movie. Okay.
And I loved on that last one where Tim was just like, "Fuck me, Samuel L. Jackson."
I was like, I can't unselect it.
Nope. Well, Noah ponders.
Yes.
Oh, the other thing I was trying to fit in at the end of last episode, Tim,
oh,
was just to tell you that at work, they were doing a bunch of work on the parking garage. They managed to create a smell that is worse than the most horrible, rotten egg, like funky, sulfurous fart smell ever. I almost cacked in my car. I almost passed out. It was so bad.
Cack. That's a good word.
Like, I'm driving in, and I get this whiff, and I'm like, oh my god, I think I shit my pants. I'm not aware of having done so. I must be dying. Nope, just smells like I am. So I floored it. Like, I was racing through the parking garage, just trying to get away from this cloud of horrible awful. Got all the way to the top, and like I guess I just sort of got up into fresher air. So I'm, like, stranded on the top of my parking deck, not wanting to go down and actually go across to the building and go inside. It was horrible. I was like, I'm fucking trapped up here. It's all stinky below me.
This should not be so hard.
You said it should not be?
It should not be.
Well, flip it around. Try it from Harrison Ford's side.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. All right. Harrison Ford, he's been a lot of shit, too.
Mm-hmm.
All right. What's the big... Okay. Harrison Ford was in... Wait. Harrison Ford was in...
You want to know how much I suck?
How much do you suck?
I was trying to put together... I was like, oh, Simon Pegg was in the new Star Trek. Harrison Ford was in Star Trek.
Wow.
Andy, Harrison Ford was in Star Wars.
Oh, fuck. Harrison Ford...
My own peculiar form of dyslexia comes back to bite me in the ass. Although, thankfully, Noah's having to guess that's not me, because I would have proudly proclaimed, I've got it! Listen to my stupid words!
He was in...
We need an egg timer.
We do. I mean, should we put a time limit?
We probably should. We won't do it this week. We'll let you. We'll at least let you get to an answer.
Ugh. I think in the future, Tim can just edit out the blank spaces instead of me having to make awkward conversation to fill it up.
I'm just blanking for some reason.
Like the answer's on the inside of your eyelids, you're going to check there?
Well, no, I feel like there's like such an obvious connection because they've both been in movies with like a lot of people. Like, Simon Pegg was in Ghost Protocol with Tom Cruise and Ving Rhames. He's also in a previous Mission Impossible 3 with Philip Seymour Hoffman. I don't think Philip Seymour Hoffman was in anything. Harrison Ford has been in Hollywood Homicide with Josh Hartnett. I don't think that's
it. I got it. Whew, it's taking me all this time, but I've at least got it.
So I don't think there's a connection there. Sean Connery's been in a lot of stuff. I mean,
I'm trying to see if I can get to...
Shit, I just lost it. Oh, right, I'm back.
Can you get from Simon Pegg to Paul Bettany?
Who?
Tim can't, apparently.
Simon Pegg's in a movie with Seth Rogen. Seth Rogen's been in stuff. Has Seth Rogen been anything with Matt Harrison Ford been?
Noah liked this game a lot better the first time.
Yes. This is a lot harder this time around. Fuck. Alright, hold on. Let me...
You can't IMDb it.
No. I'm just writing stuff down.
You can talk it out. You don't get penalized for talking it out.
Well, I know. I mean... Well, I don't know if you... If I talk it out, I don't feel like you... I feel like you should leave it in. I don't think that'd be very exciting for people, but okay. So Harrison, let's start with Indiana Jones in The Last Crusade.
Okay.
All right. Harrison Ford was in there with Sean Connery. Sean Connery, he's been in Highlander. He's been in James Bond movies. He's been in.
Don't forget Zardoz.
He was in Rising Sun with Leslie Snipes. Harrison Ford was also in The Fugitive that had, what's his name?
Really?
Tommy Lee Jones. Tommy Lee Jones.
I got it, baby.
Tommy Lee Jones has been in, he was in No Country for Old Men.
What?
Nothing.
I kind of thought you had it there, and then...
Tommy Lee Jones was in Men in Black.
Never mind, I was thinking something else.
Tommy Lee Jones
I was getting Harrison Ford right back to Harrison Ford. Because, you see, he was in there with Sean Connery, who was in that movie with Wesley Snipes. Who was in The Fugitive sequel with Tommy Lee Jones, who was in The Fugitive. With Harrison Ford. Boom. Nailed it.
Okay.
What, Noah? How'd you not see that?
I think Tom Cruise might be the connection. Okay, Tom Cruise, he was in Vanilla Sky with Cameron Diaz.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I don't think this is the best way, but all right, so let's try this. So, Simon Pegg was in Ghost Protocol with Tom Cruise. That's the first step, mm-hmm. right?
Yep. That's one movie.
Tom Cruise was in Vanilla Sky with Cameron Diaz.
Also true.
Wait, no, actually, sorry, I'm not going to do Cameron Diaz. I'm going to do Jason Lee.
Even better?
No.
Uh-oh.
Jason Lee, I'm trying to... Oh, wait. All right. Oh, fuck, that's just getting me back to... I was connecting back to Simon Pegg again. I was going to go like... Jason Lee was in, you know, blah, 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 with, you know, Jason Mewes, who was in Jack America Porno with Seth Rogen. Seth Rogen was in that movie that I can't remember right now with Simon Pegg. So that doesn't work. Well, I guess I'll just pass. I don't want to drag this on too long because I can't think of anything right now.
Are you sure?
I mean, I don't want to hold up, but like, you know, yeah, I don't want to hold up. I'm, for some reason, all right, give me like 5 more minutes.
5 more minutes, Jesus.
Well, do we want to overlap them?
You mean play like we all play at the same time?
Yeah, sure.
No, I can't handle all that in my head at the same time.
You need pen and paper, Tim. Come on.
I have no pen and paper. I'm outside. I have shoes and a bike helmet.
Do you have blood? Do you have ground? Make a note.
I also have a lot of spider webs.
Wait. Maybe I have something here.
Maybe I have something here. Place.
You just need to train those spiders and have them write your notes for you. I mean, sure, half of them will say something like some pig.
I was just about to say that.
Fuck. I just wish somebody would walk by and gone, I'd like some pig.
We got to be careful with our pop culture references. We might give Noah a hand on accident.
I don't think Charlotte's Web is going to get Noah to where he needs to be.
I don't know. Maybe Simon Pegg and Harrison Ford did voices in Charlotte's Web and you didn't know it.
I feel like Hot Fuzz has someone in that could connect.
I've never seen Hot Fuzz.
It's good.
It has a lot
it's
of...
It's really good.
It has some people in it. Also, oh, whoops. My computer's gone to sleep. Or the screen went to sleep.
Your computer's going to sleep or your foot is going to sleep?
The screen went to sleep.
Or our audience is going to sleep. I bet. What's like this is kind of like in Doug Loves Movies when like people are struggling and you're just like, I know it.
Yes,
I'm on
yes,
the sidelines
yes.
and I know it.
SHX, the audience is sleeping.
Shh. Oh, okay. Eric Banner was in Star Trek.
Yeah.
Well, since he
that
been?
He was.
He was in Hulk.
He was also the stunt ears for Dumbo.
He was. Who was in
ears.
Hulk? No. Oh, wait. Who was in that Hulk movie? It wasn't Jennifer Connelly. She was in the Edward Norton one, wasn't she?
No, it was Jennifer Connelly.
Fuck.
I give up. All right, Andy. Do you have a way to connect the two?
No, I'm drawing blanks. Like, I keep feeling like I'm getting something. Like, I got to Hulk, and I got to, oh, shit, his name just completely fell out of my head. Old dude, crazy hair. Hulk's dad.
Nick Nolte?
Nolte, yep. And I was thinking I could get to Nolte to Ford, but I just wound up at Eddie Murphy.
Well, I got it in 4.
All right. Wow us.
Simon Pegg in Ghost Protocol with Tom Cruise. Tom Cruise makes a cameo in... Austin Powers Gold Member with also John Travolta and Sam Jackson in Pulp Fiction. Sam Jackson has a small role in Patriot Games with Harrison Ford.
Wow.
Nice.
Boom. It's all about the bit parts, baby.
I did not remember Gold Member or Patriot Games.
I remember like Harrison Ford is talking to him about getting pissed off about something and Samuel Jackson goes, man, I hope you never get pissed off at me. Oh, he's talking about the beginning when Harrison Ford shoots all those terrorists.
Ah.
Well, specifically the brother of the main terrorist throughout the rest of the movie.
The one that creates all the tension.
Mm-hmm. All right, so who goes next?
Completely unlike the book.
Oh, never mind, I found it.
I was like, dude, if you can do a shorter one, I'll give you some points for that.
Sure.
Oh, then that one? I couldn't even think of anyone, so I don't think I can
I'm just saying if something pops into your head.
Oh, I thought that's you. You're like, oh, wait, I've come up with it.
Oh, no. I was trying to remember the hashtag you used for the thing, but then I realized I do remember it, so.
6 degrees, hold the bacon.
Wow.
Although some of them don't show up when you just click on the hashtag, so I had to click on @replies. Kind of annoys me. Twitter, what are you doing?
I saw that
it shows top by default, and you have to switch it to all.
I switched to all, and there's still somebody who tweet. I don't want to look now because I don't want to, for when it's my turn to guess actors. I don't want to already start thinking about stuff. Yeah. I guess it doesn't really matter. I'd have to know the combination, but still. But there was a guy who didn't show up in either top tweets or all tweets. Annoyed me.
Oh.
Annoying.
Well, who's next? Proxima Victima.
Noah, you decide.
You're next, Tim.
All right. Give it to me. Give me the good stuff.
I thought you were just going
to
leave it at you're next.
You're next. There you go. Figure it out.
Okay. So do you have one picked, Andy?
Give me just a sec.
Give me just a sec. Una seconda.
Yep. I'm good to go.
All right. Janine Garofalo.
Who sent that one in?
That was Glebe2037.
Nice.
Or Glebe. I don't know. Yeah. I actually picked it off the exact same tweet. Stephen Root.
I have no idea who that is.
Me either.
News Radio. The guy who owned it? Jimmy James?
I've
never seen an episode of News Radio.
All right. Well, give me a sec. I'll think of other TV references, so I'm not giving you guys movie references.
Was Stephen Root the red stapler guy in Office Space?
Yes. And I was going trying to avoid that specific that reference.
Well, Tim's not. Sorry.
Fuck. I'm not going to be able to do it without using that movie.
Well, I thought you were going to pick another one anyways.
You know what?
No, he was going to try and pick another reference so I could figure out who he was.
Oh.
Steve Root's a bad one because he's all TV.
If you don't mind me starting with Office Space, I think I can do it.
Yeah, go ahead. It seems unfair. Seems like I fucked you.
Oh, it's okay. I got a bonus point, baby.
Okay.
There's no prizes. We just stop recording when this is over.
I know.
There's fucking prizes.
I like my friends to feel like they've succeeded.
I also would like to get this fucking done. Gee, Chris, I should have interrupted you guys at the start of the game sooner.
Well, now we know. And knowing is half the battle.
G.I. Joe!
Okay, so I got Janine Garofalo on one side and Skibbiter Badoogity on the other side.
Stephen Root.
Oh, fuck, I don't know that actor's name. God damn it.
Well, I feel like we should help you out, so try to get us there.
Nah, I'll just use a different. So Stephen Root, he's in Office Space with Jennifer Aniston,
mm-hmm.
who's been in. I was going to use Kevin Bacon. It's my rule, and I was going to use Kevin Bacon. Oh, Janine Garofalo. Okay, so she was in. Oh, I bet she was in one of those New Year's Eve or Valentine's Day movies with all of the other people that I would. That would probably be just like one more step. Okay. Here it comes. It's getting closer. No, she dated Brad Pitt. She was never in a movie with him. Fuck my balls. She should have been. Should have been in a movie with him.
That whore.
She's been in a lot of movies. None of them particularly good. As I recall, I've never gone, oh! Okay, here it is. Now it's coming. It's getting closer. You can feel it. So she was in, I was going to call it Liar Liar. She was in Bruce Almighty. Yes! With Morgan Freeman. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's two movies. Office Space to whatever I just said.
Uh-huh.
Bruce Almighty with Morgan Freeman, who was
Wait. Why are you starting from Office Space if you're starting from Janine Garofalo?
I'm not starting from Janine Garofalo.
You're starting from Stephen Root.
Stephen Root was
Stephen Root. I thought you just said he was in Office Space.
Oh. Jennifer Aniston was in Bruce Almighty.
Yes.
Jennifer Aniston was in both Office Space and Bruce Almighty.
Yes, I'm sorry. For some reason, I don't remember Janine Garofalo and Bruce Almighty.
Because she wasn't in it. Stop interrupting me. I'm trying to get this show over with.
Sorry.
Okay, so I'm in Bruce Almighty with what's his head, Morgan Freeman, mm-hmm. who was in Some of All Fears with Ben Affleck, who was in Good Will Hunting with Casey Affleck. Wait, how is that going to get me there? Ah, okay. Oh, it's going to take seven. Oh, it's going to take seven moves. No!
Jeanne Garofalo wasn't in 500 Cigarettes, was she?
Oh.
No, I don't think so.
Nor do I care.
Why are you helping him?
Because I gave him fucking Stephen Root, and I feel obligated. Also, to speed this up.
We gave him a starting point.
Wait a minute. No, don't wait any more minutes. Fuck.
This one's much harder. For all of us.
What's that?
I said, this one's much harder for all of us.
Why do we let our fans pick obscure actors?
I don't know.
Well, mine wasn't obscure. I just couldn't pick. I'm just not good enough remembering who's in who. What's in
Jennifer Aniston.
Name three movies Jeanne Garofalo's been in, Tim. I mean, Noah. Yeah, then again, I say Stephen Root. So
I don't. I'm in the middle of doing this.
Yeah, he's guessing it. I can think of two right now.
Okay.
Probably three.
I can only think of two.
Okay, back it up. Okay, Office Space with Jen Aniston. Jen Aniston was in He's Just Not That Into You with Ben Affleck, who was in Good Will Hunting with Casey Affleck, who was in Ocean's 11 with Brad Pitt. Why did Brad Pitt
matter? Who was
in Jeanne
Garofalo? Boom!
Fuck, why did Brad Pitt matter? No! Not Brad Pitt! George Clooney, who was in Batman and Robin with Emma... What is her stupid name? Don't tell me. I'll come up with it. I just hate her so much. Emma... Uma Thurman. That's what it is. Uma Thurman, who was in The Truth About Cats and Dogs with Jeanne Garofalo. It was six, but whatever.
There
done.
You go.
Nailed it.
Point for Tim.
Whew. It hurts.
Yeah. I was trying to go Mystery Men and get to, like, Hank Azaria and Stephen Root, but it seems like they should have been in a movie together. I can't think of any.
I think I may have a shorter one.
Oh, what do you got, baby?
All right, let me think this out. So, Stephen Root was in Office Space with... Uh-huh. Fuck, I can't remember his name.
probably the same guy whose name I couldn't remember.
John Livingston?
Oh, I think that's right.
Yes.
No, is it John?
It's not John.
Fuck. Something Livingston.
I'll give it to you if you can just get Livingston.
Yeah,
it's pretty close, actually.
So, Livingston...
Oh, you're really close with John Livingston. Yeah, you are.
Yeah.
Because it just popped into my head.
John Livingston, not Jeff Livingston.
Change the J. Don't change the rest.
Change the J?
Yep.
John.
If you change the J, it won't still sound like John. There are 25 other ways it can sound.
And it's not Aeon or Bon or Con or Don.
Wait, it's not Don Livingston? No.
Nope. But you're getting closer.
Vaughn. God.
Just go for Vaughn.
Lon.
Lon, yep.
What?
Yeah,
Lon. John.
God, such tasty.
Okay, wait. Not for nothing, dude. I don't see you getting an extra point on this.
Vaughn, Con,
it's
Don.
Fucking Ron. Ron, just move on. Ron Livingston, yes. Okay. Ron Livingston.
You can't even play Guess the Name that rhymes.
Okay. Stephen Root, Ron Livingston.
Oh, fuck. Fuck me. I was wrong.
Oh, shit. It's 7 o'clock at night. It's almost time to put my kid down. Come on, man.
I'm done. I was wrong. Go ahead.
Okay. So, no bonus points for Noah. All right. Pick me two.
Hang on.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by.
Oh, well, Tim's away. Noah?
Yes.
Borderlands 2, there have been some more hands-on, because Penny Arcade Expo, a.k.a. PAX East, has been going on in Boston this week. Some people in the gaming news have been doing some initial thoughts. It's looking good.
Has it been?
Has it? They've added more loot. They've added more, like, differentiation to the guns. They've added, like, a stronger... kind of more like class style play where like you can play as the healer or the tank and like actually pull aggro, not just shoot people until they come after you. So it sounds like a lot of the things that kind of like annoyed me are getting fixed. Also the co-op play, it's supposed to be easier to drop in and drop out even if you're like at different levels and shit and like you've already completed missions.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be nice, because My brother's got more time to play than I do, and our friend, who also often played with us, had, he's a college student, and he works part-time, and also now he's struggling with cancer, so he's had a lot more time to play.
That sucks.
Games than my brother and I have. Yeah, fuck cancer. I'm just gonna toss that in there.
All right, I'm back.
Welcome back. We were talking about video games for a sec.
Yeah, we're done.
We're done.
All right, good. So, I've got my actor, Andy. No, Noah.
Oh,
So, you gonna let me pick my own?
I got mine.
Okay.
Oh. Do it. All right, this one is from So for the Theater.
So for Theater.
I know, but I want to read exactly how awkward it's written out. Not that it's her fault. I'm just saying, these things are awkward to read out loud. Anyway, Wesley Snipes.
Ader, I hardly knew her.
Zac Efron.
I hate you, Noah.
I love you, Andy.
All right, Zac Efron. Shit, I can't even think of who the romantic interest was in 17 again, but Zac Efron was in that with Matthew Perry. Matthew Perry was in Whole Nine Yards with Bruce Willis. I feel like it should be just a hop, skip, and a jump from Bruce Willis to Wesley Snipes.
Yeah, it's amazing how some of the, like, why aren't you connected?
Yeah. Makes me want to make movies just so I can connect these people up. Fuck.
Oh, Bruce by the way, Zac Efron was from @BreeBreeCheese again.
Oh, yep.
Gotta give these people the props if they're helping us out.
Yep. Let's see. Bruce Willis. Can I get him to Sean Connery? I'm having a hell of a time thinking how I can.
Oh, shizzle my nizzle with drizzle for sizzle.
All right.
I just figured it out. I don't know if you caught that.
Oh, I did. Ah, this is driving me nuts.
Arr.
It's driving me nuts.
Let's see if I can go a different direction. Wesley Snipes was in Blade 3. Yeah, there's no way I'm going to get from Kris Kristofferson to anybody, but it's in Blade 3 with Ryan Reynolds. Ryan Reynolds was in... Oh, well, I can't even remember the name of that movie. Never mind. It's the engagement one with Sandra Bullock.
How dare you, sir? That's hilarious that you can't remember the name.
Is it called The Engagement?
No.
Engaged?
Nope.
Engaging?
Wait, a variation on the same word, buddy. That's Don't think outside of that box at all. Just right in the box. Dance in the box.
Horrible Bosses?
Dance, monkey, dance.
Oh, nope. I don't know anybody who was in where that shitty Charlie Rose movie was with Zac Efron either. I just know he was in it.
You mean Charlie St. Cloud?
That's it.
A.K.A. Box Office Poison?
Yeah. Charlie Rose is a political commentator or something like that, isn't he?
Yep. Get to thinking.
I am. Apparently I'm just not thinking right.
You never are.
Where the fuck can I get from Bruce Willis to Wesley Snipes? I can get from Bruce Willis to Alan Rickman. Does Alan Rickman get me to Wesley Snipes?
Mr. Potter. Going somewhere, Mr. Potter.
Oh, fuck. Why am I giving shit away? Never mind.
Was Wesley Snipes in something with Gary Oldman and I'm not remembering?
I don't know. I just realized I was doing lines from a different movie that actor was in and I shouldn't.
David Thewlis?
Gesundheit?
Oh, shit. Maybe that's enough. Okay, hang on. Zac Efron to Matthew Perry. Matthew Perry to Bruce Willis. Bruce Willis to... Fuck, who did I just say?
Fuck, one of us has got to be paying attention.
I don't know.
Alan Rickman.
Mr. McClane.
Shh. So there's one... 2, 3. Alan Rickman to David Thewlis in Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban.
Good old Harry Thewlis.
There's 4. David Thewlis to Sean Connery in Dragonheart. And Sean Connery to Wesley Snipes, Rising Sun. 6 moves, 1 point.
Noah, can you top it?
The voice of the dragon in Dragonheart is acceptable, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait. So when?
Oh yeah, we did accept that.
Dragonheart. Then what?
Dragonheart to get to Sean Connery. Sean Connery to Rising Sun with Wesley Snipes.
Got it.
So.
Okay, so that's.
Hang on a sec. Zac Efron to Matthew Perry to Bruce Willis to Alan Rickman to David Thewlis to Sean.
Count
Connery.
Count movies, not actors.
To Wesley Snipes. What was that?
Count movies, not actors. Those are the moves.
Yes, but every movie is a 2 in my thing, so I'm sticking a finger out for every. So when I say Zac Efron to Matthew Perry, I'm putting 1 finger out.
Because right.
That's 1 movie. So yeah, did it in 6, 1 point.
Noah?
I cannot steal. Can you?
Yes, I think I can.
All right, do it up.
Zac Efron, Matt Perry, 17 again. Matt Perry, Bruce Willis, whole 9 yards. Bruce Willis, Catherine Zeta-Jones, Ocean's 12. Catherine Zeta-Jones... Sean Connery, Entrapment. Sean Connery, Wesley Snipes, Rising Sun.
Oh, yep, that's 1 less.
Tim is kicking ass and taking names.
I have 3 points.
That's 3 times my score.
No one is kicking ass with 3 points unless you're playing soccer.
Well, it's 3-1 to not, so.
Good game, everybody. It only took 14 days.
Good game, all right.
Woo-hoo.
I think this is not a game for tired after work and fighting a cold.
Yeah, now I know how the people on like Douglas Movies feel. Because like, when you're sitting at home, you're like, you're just popping out shit. Like, oh, I know this shit. But you're like, when the pressure's on, you're like, fuck, I can't think of a damn thing.
All right, next week, time limit. You get 5 minutes max to think of your answer.
Or you think quietly so Tim can edit it out.
How about 10?
That is a 30-minute game, dude.
Well, if you need the whole 10 minutes.
Just about all of us needed all the time we could get.
Well, we could tweak it, I guess.
We'll try 5. If nobody gets any points, we'll change it. That's Tancast for this week. Oh, but before we go, you may have noticed, speaking of the Tancast Twitter feed earlier, we tweeted the Nerdist podcast because they are apparently very willing to go on other people's podcasts to support the medium. So I said, hey, our 200th birthday is our 200th episode is coming up. So would you guys be willing to settle a debate about Superman with us? So if you're on Twitter, find that tweet and retweet it, or copy and paste it actually with with @Tancast and @Nerdist.
Yeah, because we don't need votes.
Attention.
We need noise.
Yes, we need that to keep hitting their inbox until they tell us to shut up.
Yep.
I remember, that would be awesome.
What?
I said that would be awesome if we could get those guys to settle that for us.
That's it. I have no comedy shows to plug.
Actually, hang on a second there, Tim. You do have comedy shows to plug. This is Tim from the future, and between recording and editing the show, I got booked for a week at Rooster Teeth Feathers in Sunnyvale, California. Come see me either Thursday, Friday, Saturday, or Sunday, April 19th through the 22nd at Rooster Teeth Feathers in Sunnyvale, California. Here's a link in the show notes. And now, back to whatever... past Tim is jibber-jabbering about.
Don't worry about it.
I just got 1 thing to plug. Yo, mama's sweet ass.
That's it. You're doing it.
You're riding the queef.
Never trust an Asian. Or... that's it.
Christ, you suck.
Just gonna default to racism? That's lazy.
Yeah.
That's Archie Bunker lazy.
Thank you for tolerating, listening to this episode of the Tancast podcast. You can go to our official website, tancast.com, where you can read our blogs and find links to the official Tancast Facebook page, the official Tancast Twitter page, and the official Tancast store. We'd love to get emails from you, so email us at fucktards@tancast.com or yourmom@tancast.com, or you can email the guys individually at timandyornoah@tancast.com. As always, we'd like to thank DJ Technoid for creating the official Tancast theme, and we'd like to remind you to subscribe to us on iTunes and write us a review so other people can find us. That's all for this week, and as always, remember, don't be an idiot!
Tancast. Yeah, I got nothing. I'm not on my game this week.
Apparently not. Oh, shit. My wife is home. All right. I got to go. All right.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. No, you should start writing down things not to trust over the course of a week.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea. What? You mean prep? Shit.
Yeah. Never trust Zac Efron. He's only in shitty movies with no-name actors.